Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have another show. And this is Friday night. We're on Station 2 this time. The other stations are on Station 1. Those are Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And Saturday is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And that program starts Pacific time at 9 o'clock. So, here we go. We're going to do some entity work first, and if anybody has any questions about the Lightship, about the healings, etc., I'll do a lot of answering questions tonight here if you wish to come on there. So here we go. Entities, we're going to start to release them from everybody. Just sit back and relax, and here we go. And taking them away from the bottom of your feet, moving up now, ankles, waist area, shoulders, neck, head. And there they go. And now we're going to bring in more of your spirit. So we're just speeding things up on this show right now. So here we go. Count to 10 as you come into your body. Sit back and relax and see what you feel. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more of you is coming into your body, more of your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here comes more of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Sit back and kind of contemplate, see how your body's feeling. And if you have a little more conscious awareness, that's because you're a little more present, a little more home in your body. This is what your spirit's there to do, is to help you out, to bring you more consciousness, and to talk with you. And the talking will be in your heart and not in your head. So this is the difference between entities that go into your head to talk to you, and your spirit is only in your heart. So this is how you know if you're getting the right information or not. It must be heart energy. And now we're going to do a chakra alignment. And we'll do this real quick, too. So heart chakra aligned, throat's aligned, third eye's aligned, power chakra fine, second fine, and first have some trouble with some of you out there. There we go. Do an opening. And if you wish to have your chakras opened more than what they normally would be, which is typically probably between maybe 2 to 5 inches, we'll go to body width for you. So here we go, heart chakra. I'll use the word spin to open that up. So spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And now second chakra below your navel. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Okay. And again, I'll put some music on here so you can at least check out your body right now. And then we'll do the mind-to-heart drop in about a couple minutes here. So again, just see how you feel. Check out your energy in your body. will put you all back into current time here. So for those of you who were us, all of us, we're probably all in the past at some point in our consciousness here, so we're going to bring us up into the present moment. So here we go. See if you can feel the energy moving. See if you can feel your mind, in a sense, changing, because your mind is what puts you into the past energy. So here we go. Coming back to the present moment. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to bring us back from the future. Same process. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you may actually feel your body shifting as you're coming back into the flow of the creative source energy, which is only in the now. Remember, if you're not in the now, you're not in the light, which means that you're in the darkness. You're in the energy of the extraterrestrial energy. You're in the God plane energy. And all of these are not in the light in the now because they work with duality energies. So now we're going to drop you down from your mind to your heart. And this way you can connect with your own spirit and get your own guidance. This is what this program is all about, having you connect to your own divinity. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. So think of an elevator and just feel the energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'll do it again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and just connect to your heart center now. Ask your spirit for guidance. And also healing. Thank you. request here for cord cutting. So here we go. We'll work with each chakra. So if you'd like to experience that energy, you can do it now. We're going to go to your heart chakra first and disconnect cords that are behind you. So I want everybody to take a note and to see how this feels, okay? Maybe just move your body around, move your shoulders, and just see if for some reason maybe it feels tight around you know, your back there where the heart center is. Maybe you might have knots there. Maybe it might be very tense. So here we go. We're going to take away cords right now from your heart center, from behind you. These are what people have attacked you with to take away your energy. There we go. So it's being released now. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, kind of just see how that feels. And next we're going to work with the energy in front of you. This is energy that you gave to someone and or energies that you allowed to be connected to you. Either way, cords are definitely no good because not only are you taking energy from somebody else, you're also receiving their energy, and they're receiving yours, okay? And it's a two-way street, so just because you may not have did it to them, they're still connected to you, and you're still taking energy from them, even though you may not understand that or know about it. So here we go. Energy in front of you from your heart center. We're going to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll put another song on, and I want everybody to see if they can feel their heart energy now. You might want to move your body a little bit, kind of twist. Maybe even get up and walk around and just see if your heart feels better. And now we'll do the rest of the energies here. I just wanted you to really experience that. A lot of people get caught up in heart energy. And sometimes people mix up their chakras. So we're going to do a clearing on that here. A lot of people somehow mix up their sexuality with their heart. So we're going to take the energy that would be in your second chakra that you think is heart-related, and we'll clear these two chakras out. So here we go. We're going to take the energy that belongs in the heart chakra that now is in your second chakra and bring it up. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll bring the energy from the second to heart. Now we're going to go from heart to second. Bring that energy down here. So that both chakras will be in integrity. So here we go. This is your sexuality and your heart chakra getting out of it, going back to the second chakra. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that should help some of you if you have that problem, giving yourself away freely, thinking that it's love energy and it's really your sexuality that you're giving away and not heart energy. A lot of women have that problem. And here we go. We're going to do another clearing here. So we're going to take away the cords from your sixth chakra. So we'll do both sides at once. Again, just maybe sit back, close your eyes. So I'll count to 10 as they get released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fifth chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll go to power chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the last one, first chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we have a request here for oxygen, so we'll bring in some oxygen here from the light ship. Looks like number 37 they want to bring down for us here. So if you want to bring up the light beam on your screen, if you're new to the program, just go to Creation Lightship Healing, and you can take today's day, click on it, and scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam there. We're going to energize her right now. This will be a female energy coming into you, and we'll also bring in the oxygen number 37. There's all different types in the light ship, and each one is for specialized healing. So we're going to see 37 right now. You might want to exhale, take a couple deep breaths, and here it comes, and I'll count to 10 again as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and it's here now. And just request healing, and here we go. Brought in number 37. I'm going to bring in another one. And this one here is number 52. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. Okay, we're going to bring in the male energy to the light being right now. So sit back, and here they come. So this will be one of the teams of healers from the light ship. And they're coming through right now. And we'll just increase their energy a little bit here. And they do a lot of healings with people on the light ship. There's more males doing healing work than the females. And they're coming into your room now. Again, they'll only connect into your heart center, so you want to request healing in your heart. If you're not in your heart, then they may not hear you, so you want to always connect with that energy. Remember, the darkness energy is the mind, so you want to get out of your head and get into your heart. And I've been doing just a new clearing now for people. It's a slavery clearing. Very, very good. It's helped out a lot of people so far. It's a very, very dense healing for most people, very heavy energy. And this is what's probably holding a lot of people back in bondage here, because they're recycling the thoughts of their ancestors, and you're going through a lot of stuff with this clearing, and it actually frees up a lot of your energy. So this is a slavery clearing. Some of you might know about your ancestors coming over here from maybe Europe on boats, and it probably wasn't too pleasant, especially if you were brought here as an actual slave. So this gets rid of a lot of that trauma that's stored inside of your cells, preventing you from moving forward in your life. And here we go. The males are coming through now. Again, request healing. And drop down into your heart like we did earlier on the program. And this is your responsibility to do this. You should be doing this daily. Remember, if you don't connect to your heart, you know, you're responsible for doing this yourself. And this is what you must be doing to stay in the present moment. Keep increasing the male energy to the end of this program here for all of you. And the males are coming in stronger now. Here they come stronger again. Remember, contact is all it takes. And then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. I'm coming in stronger again here. And that was part of the lyrics from Van Halen, Love Walks In, on the 5150 album. I think it was in 1986. Coming in some more. Maybe you should start to feel the presence of who you are. Like I said before, if you're not home, who is? Bringing Ashi number 63. Here it comes. Take a deep breath again. Exhale a couple of times here. And here comes 63. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll also increase the male light beams here as they come into your room. You may feel that the room around you, the air is very electric right now. This is the way you can tell that they're there, because the energy is just very, very strong, very intense. Very, very loving. You may want to put your hand on your body where you're having some troubles. We just had our conference call today, and we did some special water charging for skin. And also some for mouthwash. So if you're interested to come on to the calls, they're only $20 for 1 hour creation light ship healing up on the light ship. We have those calls Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. If you haven't been on the calls, you're really missing out on a lot. That's all I can tell you. Increase the male some more here. And here they come. Might want to watch the picture on your monitor screen. Look in the eyes. You're going to see that they're looking right through you. in option number 18. And take a deep breath. And exhale a few times here. And here comes number 18 oxygen. We'll bring in some of the females right now. And here comes the females. And again, ask for healing. Stand your heart center. Bringing the female stronger. Here they come. And again, it also requests your spirit to do healing with you in your heart center. It will work with these light beings to help heal you and stay in your heart. Thank you. Do they come stronger? Kyle wrote, and then you sense a change, nothing feels the same. You're not kidding, that's great. Thank you, Kyle. And we're going to bring in the energy of Princess Diana. She was also from the Creation Light Ship at our age here. She was here for the humanitarian mission. So her spirit was in Jesus when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And here comes her energy. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to increase it stronger here for everybody. Bring in your original spirit energy. This is not her personality, this is her spirit energy as she was here, bringing forth the energy from the light ship to help heal humanity here. Being increased now. Just watch the light beam. You can probably feel the presence changing instantly here. And she brought the energy of love and compassion into Jesus. Jesus had many spirits with him in his body to help out his mission. And the spirits were all from the light ship. Bringing option number 7 to us here. So again, take a deep breath, exhale a few times. Here comes number 7. Okay, we'll do just some sample healings here. And we're going to do some healings, do an emotional clearing. This is what, if you wish to work with me, this is what you start off with. And this will clear your spirit. It's actually a 3-in-1 clearing. It clears your spirit of trauma in this lifetime. It clears your emotional body of trauma that is collected, that you've experienced in this lifetime. And it also clears away your physical body. This is probably the most important clearing of your lifetime that you could ever have. So this is very, very important. So here we go. Remember, if your spirit isn't healed and cleared, don't expect any kind of healing to happen in your lifetime, because your spirit hangs on to those densities, and it must be healed, and this clearing does that. So here we go. Going back 5 days, this is a sample clearing, and by that I mean that this is not 100% finished. It's only done completely, 100%, if you have your whole lifetime done, because the light ship, the light beings, cannot possibly clear you out 100% without going through your whole life. This is the way they work. They don't do anything that's not in integrity. And this is the way this must be done, is to do your whole lifetime. And we start from the current time right now, and we go back to your conception. But right now we'll just go from 5 days ago to today. So here we go. 5 days ago, emotional clearing cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today is cleared. And for those who live in their feelings, this is a whole different body. And if you don't relate to the emotional clearing, you might relate more to the feelings. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. For those of you who live in your mind, and there's a lot of people who live in their mind, they don't know about emotions or feelings. They're very, very mental. We'll do a mental clearing for you. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do another clearing. This is one of the clearings that helps to get rid of the negative energies that are attached to you by the darkness. These are our extraterrestrial buddies out there. And this is one of the parallel life clearings that we do. I do one of these here. It gets rid of maybe thousands of parallel lives that the dark side has trapped you into, your spirit, not knowing that you shouldn't be there. So here we go. We'll take you out of 10 lifetimes. Again, just think of an issue that you might have, that you're dealing with, maybe a pain in your body, maybe something with your consciousness, maybe you have reoccurring nightmares. They like doing that to scare you. Remember, the more they can take away your energy, the more they work with emotions with you, the more energy they get from you. So this is why they created parallel lives. In the light, there's only one life in the now. There's no such thing as multi-dimensional lifetimes. You only have one life, period. Here we go. So number 10, lifetime released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5 released, 4 released, 3 released, 2 released, and 1 released. Like you just to kind of sit back and see how you feel now. See if the energy is returning back to your body from these lifetimes that you got released from. And you might want to walk around and just kind of sample and just see how you feel. Remember, all these parallel lifetimes are the darkness that you go into when you're not here. You could be daydreaming and be in those lifetimes. You might have deja vu. And by all means, you go there when you're sleeping. Thank you. planetary clearing. This is the same process where the planets have connected and quartered to you. I do special clearings for this process also. It takes about an hour to do these to free you up from these awful situations that the dark side has done to you. So here we go. We do 10 planets. These may or may not be known to you. So number 10 planet released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5th released, 4 released, 3 released, 2 released, and 1 released. Great. So this should help you somewhat. So just a drop in the bucket, but it is helpful. Remember, there's probably a couple thousand or more of these attached to you. So you want to get these off of your being if you can, if you wish to evolve spiritually. And I'll just say, in closing here, our show is winding down. We'll bring in some peace energy, and that's coming through the light beam. And if you're back east, I'll be at the New Life Expo, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. So hope to see you there. A little ways off in the future, but if you live in the east, you may want to make a trip. We'll be at the New Yorker Hotel on 34th and 8th Street. And I'll also have a lot of private sessions with people and private workshops. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy coming in through the light beam. And have a request from Kyle to bring in the defense fleet, Star Bethlehem. So here it comes also. I'll count to 10. It'll come in, and it'll be with you for about a half an hour. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, if you're not in the now, you're not in the light, and you want to stay in the now in your heart center, so you can hold on to that light frequency of your spirit. It's not outside of yourself. The teachings from the darkness want you to believe that it is. That's New Age metaphysics, so you want to stay in your heart, only connect with yourself. And I'll just say, also be very careful what's happening. A lot of people are doing stuff on this month, 8808, all eights together. There'll probably be a lot of witchcraft energies, a lot of stargates being opened up, etc. So be very, very careful. Stay in your heart. Don't get connected to any of these energies, because it's going to be all extraterrestrial stuff coming into our planet from people who are completely ignorant of what they're doing as far as working with these energies they know nothing about. So don't connect with anything. Just stay with your heart center. Don't go into any of the websites that are promoting earth healings, thinking they're bringing in love energy to the planet. It doesn't need it. In fact, it's a psychic attack on the planetary energies here. So just be very careful. If you want to see some validation, get the movie. It's called, The Mist. It's a brand new DVD release. And it shows information about what gets brought in here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And the defense ship is here with this beautiful love energy. So have a wonderful day. And tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the light ship. It'll be 9 o'clock PST, 12 o'clock midnight back east. And we'll be going to the light ship for special healings tomorrow. So blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. Good night.